Commentary from Treasury of Scriptural Knowledge by Sam Brown, Blaney Scott, and others. Written about 1880. Introduction to Joshua. The Book of Joshua is one of the most important documents in the Old Testament. The rapid conquest of the Promised Land and the actual settlement of the Israelites in it afford a striking accomplishment of the divine predictions to Abraham and the succeeding patriarchs, and at the same time bear the most unequivocal and ample testimony to the authenticity of this sacred book. Several of the transactions related in it are confirmed in a very extraordinary manner by the traditions current among heathen nations and preserved by ancient profane historians of undoubted character. Thus there are monuments still in existence which prove that the Carthaginians were a colony of Syrians who escaped from Joshua, as also that the inhabitants of Leptis in Africa came originally from the Sidonians, who abandoned their country on account of the calamities with which it was overwhelmed. Procopius relates that the Phoenicians fled before the Hebrews into Africa and spread themselves abroad as far as the Pillars of Hercules, and as, in Numidia, where now stands the city Tigisus Tangiers, they have erected two columns on which, in Phoenician characters, is the following inscription: "We are the Phoenicians who fled from the face of Jesus Joshua the son of Nun."